Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeremy, you would think by now that Kim McCusick would know the drill.
Yeah.
You have to put the headphones in to hear what we're talking about. He's fumbling and stumbling as we're getting ready for the segment.
And Kim, I know you're getting ready to get to your first question, but we were talking about the Liars' Luncheon.
I don't get it.
Ken didn't bring us any food back.
Not at
he
all.
He said the only good thing about it is you get lunch. No,
we didn't get lunch. Here with Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Get out. Everyone asked me before, are you going to the Liars' Luncheon? Are you going to the Liars' Luncheon? No. Why? Because it's called the Liars' Luncheon. That's 2 hours of my life I can't get back, and I don't believe anything they say. No, I'm not going. I'll go to anything else they invite me to. That, I don't think so.
It's honestly like a lot of the press conferences where you have to kind of sift through the information. There's a few nuggets of interesting stuff, and there's a lot of stuff where if they're talking nicely about a player who's left, well, okay, that's kind of coach speak. If they're talking about what they're going to do, a lot of that's GM speak in the draft. And then there's a few little nuggets that really meant something in this one.
All right, can I ask you about the proposed Brandon Ayuk stuff? Because I don't think it makes it like. That would be a luxury for me. Like, you add that guy, it'd be great. But, like, some of the, like, even the one that FanDuel put out, the trade proposal, you're giving up three picks and a player. You're going, what the hell is this? For a guy that you're still going to have to pay eventually.
Yeah, and not eventually after this 1 year. You're going to have to pay him, what, $14 million or something he's making this year. So there's some surplus value there, but Brandon Ayuk is probably worth $25 million this year, and you only have to pay him $14. So that's the value you should be trading for. After that, you got the same rights to sign him as anybody else, and you're just you know buying that in advance with this, or buying a right to negotiate with him a little earlier. I think the amount was suggested is so beyond ridiculous. Bateman, a second in 24 and 25, and a fifth in 24. By the way, who was sitting around at FanDuel and said, you know what, I don't think a second in 24 and 25 is enough, plus Bateman? You know, that's like a huge amount of currency there. Let's add a fifth in 20.
You know, it's one of these young guys that hired to work for him that wrote that headline that loves fantasy sports. It's like, come on, man. That doesn't even work. And the Ravens, when's the last time the Ravens have given up three picks?
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
You know, I don't go. No.
Like, I think Brandon Ayuk is great. I think, like, one of these guys that's so underrated, phenomenal route runner, good hands. But
that's a lot to give up. Yeah. A lot to give up, man.
12.8 yards per target last year for Ayuk, and the greatest ever in Ravens history is 11.04. So it's nothing about how great a player he is. He's absolutely fantastic. It's about,
can you make it work, and does it make sense?
Can you make it work? And I think that what I want people to ask themselves is, don't say, oh, they should have enough room under the cap, they don't have a wide receiver under contract, blah, 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 blah. Really ask yourself, that has an equivalent to cost that might be what Linderbaum and Hamilton together make for the next few years. Are you willing to give up those players to get Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah. And that's the chess part of it that people don't think about.
Kim McCusick joins us from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, we talked about Jadeveon Clowney in the year that he had last year. Kyle Van Noy came and put up big numbers. And we're talking about a lot of players who are coming here and stepping up their game, getting to the quarterback. Are we overlooking the impact that Chuck Smith has on these men and what they're doing with his team.
I hope not. I think he was just fabulous last year. It's very clear. And one of the things that came out of the Liars' Lunch, I thought it was very significant, was they said Chuck Smith plays a big role in evaluating prospect pass rushers. Hmm. I was very happy to hear that. You know, it's like, that's a guy I can work with. I want that kind of thought going into who they had. So Chuck Smith going to have to get a big year out of Ajabo this next year. Going to need to get some good play out of Owe again.
What do you think of the signing of Deontay Hardy, bringing him back home?
Yeah, a local kid, obviously. Very small guy. If you don't know him, he's only 5'6", 170, but he was AP1 as a rookie. That doesn't happen very often. As a return man, had some great years with the Saints, played this last year with the Bills. He actually has a little bit in terms of receiving chops. I think he'd be on the field as a gadget player. It's kind of interesting. At the luncheon, again, another thing that was said was that, and this is something DaCosta almost appeared to give away, he was asked about the return game and who they thought they needed, and he said, we'll be in good shape on, you know, in September, you know, kind of thing. So he kind of already knew the Hardy signing was coming.
Well, Ken McCusick joins us. Ken, pick number 30. That's tough. That's a challenge. But from my understanding, they believe some players who they had on a board in the 20s could fall to that 30th pick.
Yeah, and that's the way to look at your board is you if you want the board to come to you, put out your best 20 or 25 players. You don't even 25 at 30, but you need 20 players and hope one of them makes it. And I remember the year that they traded for Cody being their first pick, I mean, they traded the pick and they drafted Cody. They said they had one of their 13 guys at 26 or 27 that they still wanted was on the board, and that was Dan Williams, a nose tackle. Thank goodness they didn't draft him in the end. But they said no on that. They traded the pick, Ozzie did, and then they went ahead and drafted in round two, and that didn't work out so well either.
What do you think is more likely, trading back or possibly moving up with the picks that they have? Because if you believe anything from the Liars' Luncheon saying that not enough draftable players on the board, that leads me to two things, that either you're going to finagle some of your picks to go get a guy you want, or you're trading out of this year's draft and into next year's, which is always a possibility, or he was BSing us.
Yeah, I think trading back is certainly more likely, and it goes to a point, you know, earlier, when's the last time the Ravens gave up three picks for a player? I mean, they want to get two picks for one. And I think that you know, there's a sweet spot in the draft in rounds 2, 3, and 4 for a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. And if they were to get a pick in round 2 and round 3, maybe, I mean, one year for the Tebow pick, they got a round 2, round 3, round 4 draft pick for number 25. I think if they got that kind of offer, they probably jump on that again. And that gives them some currency to move around in those rounds too. So,
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, look inside your crystal ball. We're sitting there at the draft. We're watching. Roger Goodell comes up. He says, with pick number 30 in this year's draft, the Baltimore Ravens, fill in the blank. You don't have to give me a name, but what action follows that?
I hope that they draft their future left tackle at that spot. And I think there are some guys who might be at the intersection of need and value at that point. They have other guys that they probably like enough as a BPA, perhaps a cornerback that they would also draft. But I hope it's the future left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens.
That'd be awesome.
I like that. The intersection of need and value. That's where you want to meet,
yes.
Rob, to find the best player.
Need and value?
Need and value. Now, with this draft, we've talked about it numerous times. The fact that so many quarterbacks are going to go, we've seen, a couple of tight ends in front of them. Not that they wouldn't be interesting. I was just telling Rob, they're talking about Brock Bowers is shooting up the draft board. And I'm like, from where? They had him at 10. There's going to be so many quarterbacks and wide receivers off the board. How far can he go? But I think the top 10 is, I don't want to say set, but I think we know who's going in that range. Do you think there's any chance somebody slides or that, because when we look at this draft, I do think it's very, as you said, there's that top with the wide receivers. If you're looking for one more, I think there's so many good ones right there. And then I think there's all that value in round 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I think the guys who are going to slide in round 1 are people like, you know, potentially Mims could slide, but I think he's really highly valued. There's offensive tackles who could slide. Jordan Morgan is some people have him higher than 30. Some people have him lower. I don't think he's a great guy for the Ravens. So, I'm not interested in having him slide. But Kool-Aid McKinstry, maybe he slides. You get him at number 30.
Oh, I would love to get Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So there's guys in the 20s who could slide a 30.
What's your favorite flavor? Mine's red.
My favorite red? Mine's purple. All right, Ken McCusick, before you leave, I got to ask you off the cuff baseball question.
Okay.
No prep for this. Was Cedric Mullins' catch last night not one of the greatest catches you've seen in recent baseball?
It was definitely one of the greatest ever. It reminded me of one Len Dykstra made a lot of years ago. It was an over and out catch. You may remember it yourself.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest catches. Pull. Thought it right away.
Lenny Dykstra just found his perfect ED medicine. So he said he went from nails to screw now. This is true, by the way.
Have you seen him give an interview about finance before?
Oh,
it's hilarious.
He's lost. So he's out of. He has no. He lost his dentures. He went to prison. He got beat up. Got his teeth knocked out. He's lost his teeth. He's insane. All he talks about is women and drugs.
He got beat up in jail?
Yeah. He got beat up by the guards in jail, I think.
Oh.
And then he got dentures and someone threw him out.
so now imagine him in jail?
What a piece of work, man. He's so funny, though. Can't
tell folks how to get the Film Study Baltimore and why they should.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Great content this week coming out 2 hours per day, basically.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top 10 countdowns of various positions. Inside linebacker was out yesterday. I actually forget what's out today, but look for it. It'll be out there in a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Ken. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Bordick will join us at 8:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I want to talk. My shovel's going to go to the WNBA to a degree. I want to talk about some different things. We had the draft last night, some things that happened. Get your take on some of this, of the type of money these girls are going to make.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
1057 The Fan.
Time to give out a shovel. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I guess I'm giving it to the whole process with the WNBA. So this kind of falls into that same thing we were talking about with a couple different things. Like there's gray areas. Mm-hmm. The WNBA loses money every single year. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens now. They've talked about, since Caitlin Clark got drafted by the Indiana Fever, that now they'll have to have bigger venues for when she goes to play. Like Vegas talked about that, a couple other teams. So there's different things that are going on. But each of these girls, like Caitlin Clark's going to make 20% or $20,000 more than the average person in Indiana. $70,000 a year. and or just over 70 grand a year, which I'm sure she'll be fine. Some of the other girls that were drafted will be fine. But a lot of the girls who are making NIL money, you kind of understand why they want to stay in college or why they should have to make that type of money. They're going to have to get more endorsements, and a lot of them have to play overseas. It just seems so backwards to me that's the way it is. At college, they can make more money, and then when you go pro, it's like, sorry, but we don't have enough for you.
And my shovel goes to you and everybody else. What about Maya Moore? What about Cynthia Cooper? What about Lisa Leslie? What about Diana Taurasi? Women who've been playing this game for years who had to play in other countries to make ends meet. But now because Caitlin Clark is here, we're talking about it. It's been this way. It's been this way forever. It's this way from the high school level. High school level, where girls get new uniforms once every 3 or 4 years and the boys get them no less than every 2 years, sometimes every year. It's this way on the collegiate level, where the girls, the ladies are having... what's that weight set that you order online with cement dumbbells?
You think
and then the men have state-of-the-art equipment. It's been this way.
You think I'm about to help you give me a shovel?
On every way, on every level. But now, America's sweetheart is being treated unfairly when these women have been treated unfairly for decades. The WNBA has been around since 1996. And this has been a problem since then.
Yeah,
but now in 2024, we want to talk about it.
No, but it has to start somewhere, though, right?
Well, yeah, it always has to start somewhere. It should have started with Lisa Leslie.
But that's fine.
It should have started with Maya Moore.
Now?
It should have started with Cynthia, Cheryl Swoops. But it starts now because America's sweetheart, who's already made millions of dollars in college, it's treated unfairly.
By the way,
this is bullcrap.
Caitlin Clark's jerseys have already sold out in 5 different sizes from Fanatics. So, like, again, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there, except for the fact that you gave me a shovel. Because, like, I think, again, all this has been part of the problem of what's gone on. It has to start somewhere where you figure it out. But if they're losing money every year, the same thing's going to keep going on. So Caitlin Clark, unless she's comfortable with NIL deals that she got and some of the endorsements she's going to get to keep at the WNBA level. If she's comfortable with that, making enough money, which I'm sure she is, she probably won't have to play overseas. But a lot of the girls do.
Let's go to Andre in Baltimore. What's up, Andre?
Andre?
Andre, are you there?
Hey,
give Andre a shovel. I'm going to ask him one more again. Andre, are you there?
He's ready now. Nope, he's still listening.
No, his shovel. I can recite his shovel.
Go ahead.
He's upset with Royal Farms, his shovels for Royal Farms, because he ordered a 3-piece chicken box and the person working there counted out how many fries they put in the box. And he said, this is ridiculous. So then he turned around and handed the box back to him and left.
See, I'm glad Andre pointed his shovel in the right direction. He gave it to Royal Farms because probably, I'm thinking that employee was.
You're giving him too many fries. No. Well, look.
It's fast food, man. All that stuff is regulated like that. Like, you can't do anything
like
about
even when
that.
When you go in a bar and the bartender's pouring the shot into the thing instead of just counting, you know what I'm talking about? When your drink's being made, you got a mixed drink or whatever. So got to pour it in a little shot glass.
Pour it in there.
Yeah.
Instead of just going 1, 2.
Yeah, just doing the count. But that's... Again,
I don't understand is when they put it in that little shot thing and it overflows, and then they put
it in. Just doing it quick, right? Just keep it turning.
That's what I don't understand. I like it, but I don't understand.
I like when they know that they're counting, and then they talk to you. Like, let's go. They don't care. They're just going to fill it up. That's my kind of bartender.
There's a camera behind them, so they just want to show. See, I'm using it. I'm using it.
So let me ask you this, and just piggybacking off what we were just talking about. Is there something they can do to make this right for the women? Is it on the WNBA? Because, we've talked about WNBA loses money.
I don't know. I mean, how I fix it on my end is do a hell of a lot of fundraisers. In fact, I'm having one Monday night at the Landing Strip. But that's what I do. I raise money on my own end, and I make sure – because if I had to rely on the schools that I've coached at, I love the ADs. But the ADs don't always decide these things. Sometimes above their heads. If I had to rely on the schools that I coached, then the girls that play for me wouldn't have half of what they had. Because they're just not, oh, the girl's playing basketball. Oh, the girl's playing basketball. Oh, that girl's playing softball. Oh, the girl's playing soccer. It's not treated as seriously as boys' athletics and men's athletics. It's not on any level. On any level. You talk about the WNBA losing money. My question would be this. I would love to know this. The marketing people for the NBA, do they give the same energy in marketing the WNBA?
No, the same energy. I think they think it's a losing cause.
Exactly. But if you gave it some energy,
well, I
don't think you would lose. Even if you would break even, I don't know whether they have the same energy in marketing that league that they do the NBA.
Yeah, I guess my thought process on the whole thing would be like, is there a better way to do this? Is there a way to even shorten the season and make them play more games and, you know, like run it at a different time? Because they don't run it. It runs the opposite of the NBA, right? There's right. A little bit of crossover. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. And by the way, Caitlin Clark's not my sweetheart. You know that.
I said America's sweetheart.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, she's
I said
not,
America's sweetheart.
Because you don't, like.
Your sweetheart is the girl from South Carolina.
Yeah, that's my sweetheart.
Cordoza.
That big girl. That climbed that tree. We were talking about it, and I know it's unfair because the women are playing sports, but like when they were all dialed up last night, whoo, buddy, some of those girls look so good. And it's like it's almost like shock and awe because you see them playing, and then you see them all dialed up, and you're like, that's the same person. It's like one of those videos you're watching with the makeup.
It was red carpet last night, wasn't it?
Ooh, buddy.
Let's go to Vinny in Northeast. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question. So the WNBA, I watch it anyway. I watch sports regardless. But let me ask you something. Do you think it would be more enticing and get more people to invest money into the WNBA? What if they lowered the rim?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Vinny. I'm sorry, Vinny, you've been calling for a long time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That may be the dumbest thing you've ever said, man. I'm serious. That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said. Lower the rim.
You didn't come up with an idea, Vinny.
So let's make it a circus. Duncan is not. Nobody's coming to the game because it's Duncan. Come on, man. It's basketball. Let's lower the rim so they can stop it. Stop. I'm sorry. I call balls and strikes, man. And that might be the dumbest thing I've heard Vinny ever say.
All right. Keep the rims the same height. Put trampolines on the floor.
Yeah. No. How about just let them play basketball? How about stop comparing it to the men's game? It's their game.
I want to give Rob a shovel because Vinny was trying to come up with an idea. You didn't come up with anything.
But why do we have to make it look like the men's game? Let them dunk like the men do. No. Let them play their game and stop comparing them to the men. They're not trying to be men's basketball. They're trying to be the WNBA, man. If you don't like it, don't appreciate it, just don't watch.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45. But on the other side, the Orioles take care of business against the Twins. We're talking Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Sends one high and deep to center field. Buxton at the wall. This is way out of here. Third home run for O'Hearn, and the Orioles regain a two-run lead. Mullins to right, down the line. In the corner, Margot will turn. That ball is fair and gone. Hit high and deep to right field. This one might end up on Utah Street. Whoa.
That's courtesy of Bally Sports North. Three home runs by the Birds last night. What was the most impressive of the three home runs for you?
The most impressive? Well, I mean, I love Seds and I love the game that he's having. But Gunner, it just looked angry. Like he was mad at someone
violent.
When he took it out on that baseball.
Violent. Violent swing. Cedric Mullins, you can't have the catch of the year in April, but he may have the catch of the year in April.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that catch was absolutely sick.
There was one in the Boston game, too, with Abreu. He robbed Jose Ramirez of a home run. And again, like taking a ball out of the stands is one thing, but to see him go horizontal and make that play. And I said to you, like, I didn't see it live. I missed it. I was out of the room. And when I came back, I got on Twitter and I'm like, oh, and then I saw it. And then I saw the highlight of it because it's like, you're not going to believe that Cedric Mullins playing. And I saw it. I'm like, damn, that's really good. But I expected him to make it because right. He always does.
When I saw it live, I'm like, oh my goodness. But yeah, that was the initial reaction. But the secondary, see, you were already set up knowing you were about to watch something amazing.
But when you see it live.
So you braced yourself already.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a buildup. I didn't have a buildup. I just had, damn, that's in the gap. No, it's not. it was just, wow.
Yeah.
But then I settled down quickly thinking, hey, that's Cedric.
Yeah, I saw somebody write something and said, you kids today don't know how lucky you are that when we used to run out of the room during a commercial break and somebody would yell, it's on, and you'd come jumping back, diving over the furniture so you didn't miss a game or a show.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, well, why didn't you just pause it? Man, you got no damn idea what TV was like.
None whatsoever. Yeah. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You don't want to miss anything. I don't even watch commercials anymore. So it's just like you have an opportunity to do whatever you want to do. Pause the game, come back to it, watch it later.
To all his people who have him for endorsements, he didn't mean that. He listens to commercials when he's listening to radio.
Yeah, I just don't watch
him. Just doesn't watch him on TV, is what he's saying.
I listen to every commercial here because I hardly ever leave the studio.
You're right.
Yeah, I sit over here.
Out of Ed and I, you're the one who leaves the least. I get up and go. I got to walk.
Somebody's got to watch this, please.
I got to walk, man. Yeah. Gunnar Henderson with two hits last night. He's starting to crank it up to 250. Adley Rutschman also with two hits last night. His on-base percentage, 353, always high. And O'Hearn with two more hits last night, 325, on-base percentage of 400. Now, Jeremy, I know this is not July or August, but there was some who suggested that maybe last year was the outlier for O'Hearn. He could not repeat that. And again, before anyone reminds me that it's April, I know that. If he was batting 125, you would suggest that maybe it was the outlier. So you got to acknowledge the fact that he's not, and his on-base percentage is 400 right now.
He's just been killing it, man. And maybe it is just being in a place that appreciates you. Maybe it's batting behind, you know, a couple of guys, although Santander's not hitting right now.
He's between Rutschman and Mountcastle last night.
So, like, I think he's just, you know, remember when Billy Ho got in the zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in the zone. I'm in the zone! Tell Aunt B she better have my bean pies or else I'm going to whoop her ass.
O'Hearn is 1.050 OPS right now.
I saw somebody had a meme of O'Hearn, and it was O'Hearn in Kansas City, and then O'Hearn in Baltimore, and then the one in Baltimore was like the gigantic buffed up. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks like you're batting him in the middle of your lineup with these hitters.
Yeah. And you're getting the most out of them. And oh, by the way, can I pull back the curtain for a second? He takes time to really kind of embrace the young players in the clubhouse. Jackson Holliday walked past him, I think it was Sunday, and he stopped at Jackson Holliday. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? I'm doing good. How are you? Fine. You know, he does that with all of the young players because I think his perspective is, man, you guys are young. You got a lot of pressure on you. I've been there, done that. I'm here for you. I mean, I love the way he took Hunter Henderson under his wing last year. He's really, really good with the younger players. Last night, first four players in the order, Jeremy, all had two hits apiece. 8 of the 12 hits came from the top of the order.
Yeah, as you looked at the batting average for the two at the bottom, I think some people look at that and go, oof, with Austin Hayes and Jackson Holiday. But that's all going to change, man. Like, I'm not sweating any of that stuff. But this is against Louis Varland. Good job last night getting it done in this Twins team. Last year, the Twins had one of the best bullpens in baseball. But, like, there is this kind of feeling with this team, even though we don't want to see all these come from behind victories, it'd be nice to just, you know, like yesterday, take the lead and just sit on it and hold it. Mm. But, you know, at the same extent, when you're building this and these happen early on in the season, I think you feel like you're never out of a game when you keep coming back and winning.
Yeah. That's how I feel. How do you grade, and I'm not messing with you, I'm not picking on you, not busting your chops, Cole Irvin's start last night?
MVP. No, he was okay last night. Like, he got bailed out by Sed making a diving catch. But again, like, sometimes when the ump gives you a favorable call and let's say you get a guy into a better count, like I was talking about the Gunner thing when the first four pitches he faced were all balls and all of a sudden the count's 2-2 and you're going, the hell is this ump looking at? It changes your approach at the plate.
Right.
You know, like, you get bailed out from that, then all of a sudden maybe you can get back in line. You get your confidence back. Okay, you just made a diving catch. Let me settle in. I thought he was fine last night. For everything that you're going to ask him to do as a fifth starter, he's fine.
I thought, honestly, 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits. Could he have gotten him out of the fifth? Perhaps, but, you know, you had to get him off the hook. Tate comes in, gets him out of the fifth inning, pitches the sixth, gets the win. You got 5 innings on Sunday from your starter. You only got 5, right? You only got 5, right, from Burns?
Yeah.
You got 4 2/3 last night. You got fewer than 10 innings from your starters the last two nights. Things happen. That means tonight, Grayson Rodriguez, Jeremy, in a good world, gives him 6. In a perfect world, gives him 7. You got to use that rest that bullpen. You used 4 guys out of your bullpen yesterday. Use some on Sunday. You got to rest that bullpen a little bit. Grayson needs to give them some length tonight.
Yeah. He's got to go a little deeper to try to save some of this bullpen when you're playing consecutive days and all the things that are happening. By the way, I just saw a highlight, Rob. The Rockies used their best pitch hitter or best pitcher to pinch run last night. Broke his arm sliding into home plate.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, like, you see some of this stuff, you're going, man, like, what the hell? What do you think? You didn't have anybody else that could pinch run? Nobody?
Say that to me again.
The Rockies used their best pitcher last night to pinch run at third base. He tagged up, or the ball was thrown in, a play at the plate. And as the guy's coming in, I think the pitcher's coming in to make the play on the pitcher, he falls over top of him and the runner breaks his arm.
Is Bud Black still there?
Who is in it with Colorado now? I don't know. I don't know who their manager is. I don't remember.
I think it's Bud Black.
But, damn.
Bud Black was there last night. Is he there this morning?
Some bad luck, man. But.
Now, Joe, explain to us why he was pinch running.
We're out of bench players.
Who had the hit? Why did he need
the pass ball? It was a pass ball.
Oh, that's what it was—a pass ball. Because that's why the pitcher's tagging him.
With the game tied.
In. Yep. And the pitcher blocks the plate, and he breaks his arm. But I don't know. It's a bang bang play.
But no, see,
here, look, I'll show it to you.
So the pitcher got on base to pinch run for somebody.
No, he pinch ran.
Because what I mean. So why pinch run your pitcher still? I don't get that.
Or did he? Was he the? That wasn't extra innings, was it? Was it a ghost runner or something?
Look at the. I think it was the bottom of the ninth.
It's a 10. 10. That was a 10 inning.
Okay.
So maybe he just took over as a pinch runner because they had a fatty out there or something. I don't know. I didn't see the game. I just saw the highlight.
Kyle Freeland comes in. It was Kyle Freeland, right?
Yep.
You said best pitcher. Comes in as a pinch runner. And
well, he's been there the longest.
Yeah.
You pick who you think the best pitcher is in Colorado.
I guess Freeland. I just guess Freeland when you said best
pitcher. I don't know who the it says their best pitcher here.
He pinch ran for Diaz.
Let me see.
Joe. I don't think that's how it worked because they were the visiting team.
It says the Rockies scratched second baseman Brendan Rodgers nearly an hour before the game because of an illness. Bench player and ex-Philly Jay Cave, also dealing with an illness, spent the night at the team hotel. Chris Bryant left the game because his back was sore.
Man.
And Jacob Stallings was the only non-pitcher on the bench.
So yeah, so that was they pinch ran for Diaz, the catcher, with the pitcher, and then put the catcher in the game. That doesn't make sense to me.
They was like, we got to win it here, or
that doesn't make sense at all to me, at all. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. There's a great exodus in college basketball for a particular blue blood program. We'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, maybe we'll get Mike Bordick to make some sense out of that. Why would you put your pitcher in the pinch run?
Well, you know, the other hard part of it, too, is that everybody's wearing 42 yesterday, so it's really hard to tell when I'm looking at it. And my damn phone won't update for the...
So you think Bud Black didn't know who he was because he had 42 on? Mike Bordick joins us up next on the Fan. 8:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Checking in right now, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. What's up, Mike?
Rob, how are you today? I like coming into Tom Petty. I'm a big fan of his.
There you go. Well, Joe knows that. Joe's the music maker.
Big fan of Mary Jane, too. So
now, before we get on to Oriole's business, we were talking about this situation before the break. The Rockies bring in Kyle Freeland, pitcher, to pinch run. In the 10th inning, Freeland comes in on a pass ball and breaks his arm, and now they can't pitch for you. I'm sorry, Mike. Under no circumstances am I running a pitcher in that situation, unless the pitcher got on base himself.
Yeah, pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, we go through all these incredible rules and changes to protect players, and here we go, having a pitcher run. Get rid of the, you know, hitting in the National League just to have all DHs to protect the pitchers. And now you get him out there to run and he breaks his arm. Hey, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I don't know. I think there are some pretty hypocritical things going on in the game today. But that's too bad for that young man, right? I mean, his career and to lose this kind of time.
Yeah, they said he would never got hurt if it weren't for that damn pitch clock.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, what about Cedric Mullins' catch in center field? I told Rob, like, I just got a message from someone, said they were driving their kid to practice last night, and he was watching it and said, oh, my God, and they were so mad that they missed it. So, Sam, appreciate that message. But, like, I watched it on repeat, and the headline had read, like, oh, one of the most amazing catches, and I'm watching it going, I expect Ced to make those catches because he always does. You know, he's just that good of a defensive player.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Jeremy. He's special defender, that's for sure. And one thing I've always admired, and it's fun to kind of take note of this too, when you compare him to other outfielders, his first step is like right on line. So analytically, he's as clean as any outfielder I've seen. His lines, his pursuit angles to the ball. A lot of outfielders you see, yeah, they might get a good jump on a ball, but there's like a little banana move to try to make up for lost ground on the ball, and that costs some stuff. Cedric's lines to the baseballs are just incredibly clean. He has great anticipation, and of course his athleticism is off the charts. I mean, that ball is, he's going away from, you know, home plate, so degree of difficulty is very high right there, but he's playing some really good baseball. I love to see it. He seems a little bit more relaxed, not pressing at all, and that's on both sides of the ball. But I think Oriole fans have come to expect him to make those kind of gold glove caliber plays out in center field.
Here with Mike Bordick from Baltimore's Baseball Tonight. Mike, looking at the beginning of your career, You struggled. First 250 at-bats, batted about 224 before you broke out. In your third year, batted 300, a couple of 250, 260 seasons. Jackson Holliday, if you could talk to him right now, what advice would you have for him?
Oh, just keep working, baby. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And I think most of these guys understand that it's your preparation that you really have to hang your hat on. He's proven himself through the minor leagues. He's a polished young man. He brings his lunchbox to work every day, and he does hang his hat on that work. And I think the hits are going to start to fall. I think his want is a little bit higher than just relaxing and playing. Like just mentioned about Cedric Mullins, Cedric's in a good, relaxed place right now with his game. And I just think it's human nature to try to do just a little bit more maybe than you're capable of, or want to do more than you're capable of. And I thank you so much. It's kind of humbling for you to mention my name and my early struggles in my career. But just recently, I mean, Adley Rutschman didn't start off very hot, right?
No, Mike, I thought your advice for him was be like, I don't know, cow pig testicles or something.
Yeah, eat some more testicles.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to go down this path.
No, I think everybody should go carnivore, to be honest with you, but that has nothing to do with the game.
Hold on. My favorite thing about Mike is that every time you bring up testicles, he makes sure he changes to the carnivore. Just so you know, he's eating other meats, too.
You went
off. You gotta go nose to tail, baby. And testicles are all part of it.
I didn't know Mike was gonna go all baseball philosophical on us. I thought he was just gonna say, "Hey,
I'm texting my wife. You gotta go nose to tail."
I can simplify as well as anybody too. If you want to go that route, I'm right there with you.
Isn't it weird that he never let a ball get by him during his playing days, and now he's still not letting a ball get by him? hey, Mike. as we talk about this Orioles team, like, do you have any concerns about them? Because like they've been at times inconsistent hitting, and I think there's the give and take with that depending on who you're playing, the weather and all that. You know, the bullpen, is there anything that you're a little concerned about right now?
Well, I think initially I was a little concerned about the bullpen, but it seems like they've kind of stabilized here in the early going, which is nice to see. I hope and pray Kyle Bradish gets back and John Means gets back to help really solidify the rotation. It was a little concerning last night that Brandon Hyde took Cole Irvin out of the game, you know, after 4 2/3. I worry about that kind of stuff because especially a guy like Cole Irvin, I think Tyler Wells too, that maybe they haven't gotten off to the best starts. To be able to come away with a win just psychologically is huge in those kind of situations. And, you know, the Orioles had an okay lead at the time, and I think it would have done wonders for Cole Irvin and his confidence to be able to finish that inning off and say he got a W beside his name. I know nobody really pays attention to the wins and losses, but psychologically I think that would have gone a long way for a guy like Cole Irvin. And then you look at, I mean, all the pitchers that had to be used to close out that game. But I think they look pretty good. I like their depth. You know, I know there are a couple struggling hitters right now. You already mentioned Jackson Holliday, but Austin Hayes might start to get a little concerning right there. But I think they're a well-balanced team. I still think it's early on in the season, and we've yet to see the Orioles' best baseball.
You know, it's funny, Jeremy, when we used to have the pig roast down south when I lived down there with my uncle, mm-hmm. when it was done, everybody came with a plate. I got a feeling Mike would just come with a fork. He's eating everything.
Or his hands out. How big's that pig?
I love that oink. You know that.
Mike, when are you going to be back on Baltimore baseball tonight?
I used to say that on Friday nights, too. Anyway.
I think the end of the month, man. I'm missing it. I really am. I'm glad I get to do these hits with you guys, kind of keep me engaged. But, yeah, I think I'm on at the end of the month and the start of the next. So, looking forward to that.
That's Mike's nice way of saying he appreciates getting his balls busted every time he comes on the air with us. He never thought in his playing career he'd have to do this at some point of his life.
Mike, thanks a lot, my man. Talk to you next week.
All right, good talking to you guys. Have
thanks,
a good day.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, 410-583. He's the best, man. No, yes, he is. 105.7, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I got a personal situation I want to share with you all at 9:30. I may need some guidance on this one, Jeremy.
Okay.
That's going to be at 9:30. But on the other side, great exodus at a college basketball blue blood. What to do, up next on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.